Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam states, Jibreel came to me and stated that Allah Almighty has said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you not pleased that when anyone from your ummah sends durood upon you once, I shower mercy upon him 10 times? And when anyone from your ummah sends salam upon you once, I send salam upon him 10 times. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Allah Almighty's sending of salam means either conveying salam to him through angels or keeping him safe from calamities and troubles. So subhanallah, what we need to do is we need to make a habit of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And today, inshallah, the topic that we're going to be learning about, such a unique and amazing topic, inshallah. And you will find, you know, how much do we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say that the only way that you find out is the way that you send durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more you remember him. You know, how many times have we remembered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just today? You know, from morning till evening, how many times have we thought of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many times did we remember him? And we will find out that this is how much we love him. But remember what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said for his ummah, inshallah. So today we're going to be learning about salam and the remembrance of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he remembered his ummah, inshallah. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, Adam alayhi salam will be present in a vast plain near the arsh, the divine throne of Allah azza wa jal. He alayhi salam will have 2 green cloths on him. He will be looking at every person from his offspring who will be going to paradise, and he will also be looking at the people from his offspring who will go into the fire of hell. During this time, he alayhi salatu wasalam will see a person from my ummah going to the fire of hell. So just imagine, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will be sat, and every person that he sees, he will know where they are ending up. He will see either people going towards the garden of paradise, or he will see people going towards the garden of the hell, the hole from hell. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that at that time, one person will pass him, and that person will be ordered to go to the fire of hell. And that person will be a Muslim. So what will happen? Adam alayhi salam will call out, O Ahmad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will say, Labbaik Abul Bashar. Adam alayhi salam will say, this person from your ummah is going to hell. Hearing this, I will quickly follow the angels walking swiftly and say, O the angels of my Lord, stop. They will say, we are appointed angels. Whatever Allah has commanded us, we have to do. We do not disobey him. When I will feel sad and say, whilst pointing towards the divine throne by holding my blessed beard with my left hand. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will call out to Allah azza wa jal. How? He will hold his blessed beard with his left hand, and he will call out to Allah Azza wa Jal, O my merciful Rabb, did you not promise me that you will not allow me to feel embarrassed regarding my ummah? You will not make me feel embarrassed regarding my ummah. A voice will come from the throne, O angels, obey Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and let this person return. I will then take out a piece of white paper and after putting it on the right pan of the scale of deeds, I will say Bismillah. So the pan of good deeds will become heavier than the pan of bad deeds. Yani because of the help of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person's good deeds will be heavier than his bad deeds. Whereas before, he was ordered to go to the fire of hell. Pehle usse hukum kya mila tha? Jahannam ki taraf jao. Ab pyare aqa alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede for him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will help him. And because of the help of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah azza wa jal will say to the angels, take him back to the weighing scale. And because of the paper the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will put on the pan of the side of the good deeds, his good deeds will be more far greater than his bad deeds. Yani uski nekiyan uske guna se zyada ho jayengi. A voice will say, he is fortunate. He has attained prosperity and his scale pan of good deeds has become heavy. Take him to paradise. That servant will say, oh, the angels of my Lord, wait. Ab wo jo banda tha, jise jannat ka ab hukum mila hai. Pyare samay, zara sochein, just think to yourself. Just take the worldly example. Agar duniya mein, you know, if you go to the courts and the judges, they are going to decide upon your fate. Aur us waqt, every single person is against you. All the witnesses are against you. And you know that the judgment could be against you. There's more chances. At that time, agar judge ye faisla suna de, sab kuch hamare khilaaf hai. Judge faisla suna de, ise bari kiya jata hai. Now, can you imagine the happiness of the face of that person? Ye to dunya hai. So what if the judge, he can say, lock him up for the whole life. Humara iman to mazboot rahega, and at least your iman is intact. Lekin just imagine on the day of judgment, when Allah Azza wa Jal will say to the angels, O angels, take him back to the weighing scale, and the decision will be made that let him enter the gardens of paradise. Now that person, he wants to know who this person is. Wo janta nahi hai who this person is. And he will say, O angels, wait. Let me talk to the one who has great esteem in the blessed court of Allah. Mujhe is shakhsiyat se milne to de ke Rab ki bargah mein inka maqam kitna hai. Look at the status that Allah Azza wa Jal commanded that person to go into the fire of hell. But because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua and intercession, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him paradise. Then he will say, may my parents be sacrificed for you. How lovely is your beautiful face and how beautiful is your appearance. He wouldn't recognize the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will praise him. You have had my mistakes forgiven and had pity on my tears. Who are you? Ab wo banda janna chahta hai ki ye hai kaun? Who is this person that has helped me? So I will say to him, yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will say, I will say to him, I am your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the durood which you send upon me. It has benefited you completely as your need. So, pyare sambhayo, zara soche. You know, on the day of judgment, your parents, our brothers, our sisters, our so-called friends, everyone will run away from you. No one will be able to help anyone on that day. If there is anyone that can help, it is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And again, I repeat the same question. How many times have we remembered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Humne kitni martaba pyare aqa alaihi salatu wasalam ko yaad kiya hai? How many sunnats of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do we act upon? How much do we try to resemble the sunnat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Hum kuch bhi na karein, we don't do anything. Yet look at the love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have for his ummah. So if we want the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's help on the day of judgment, what do we need to do? We need to recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also we need to try to act upon his sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Knowledge of all of these things, such as whatever is happening and whatever will happen in the future, or rather whatever will happen on the day of judgment, has been bestowed by Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's told us a story that's not even happened yet. Ye waqia abhi hua hi nahi hai. Ye waqia to baroze qiyamah hoga. But this is the knowledge the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has, and this is the knowledge that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed him, that he even knows where a Muslim is going to, and any a person, if he is going to go to the gardens of paradise or if he is going to end up in the hole of hell. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been given this knowledge by Allah Azza wa Jal. And in the story I mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will point towards the arsh. It doesn't mean that Allah Azza wa Jal Ma'azallah sits on the arsh. Allah Ta'ala jaga se paak hai. He is free from place and he is free from time. But subhanallah, that just tells you about the status of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jis tarah ek banda na, kisi dost hote na, woh doston se kitni mohabbat karta hai. They have a status. So zara sochein pyare Islam bhaiyo. If you know someone famous, someone really, really famous, har banda usse janta hai, and that person is close to you, how would you deal with that person? Banda kya sochta hai, yaar, I know that person. Main us fulan bande ko janta hoon. Tumhara kaam hai. Let me know, I'll do it for you. Why? Because I know the person. Can you imagine on the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says that whatever you have done, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you because of me. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions a verse inside the Holy Quran, meaning the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The day man will flee from his brother and his mother and his father and his wife and his sons, on that day, every individual amongst them will have a concern that will make him oblivious to others. Even at that such a difficult time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be worried for the sinful people of his ummah. We are all fathers who are sahih. Maybe there's someone listening at home. How much do you do for your children? Din raat kaam karte hai na, mehnat karte hai. Kis ke liye karte hai? Aulaad ke liye karte hai. We do it for our children so that they could have a better future. So this is how much we love our children. But remember, this is how much we love our children and will do anything for them in the world. But the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, on the day of judgment, all prophets will be present on their gold pulpits, but my pulpit will be empty because I will be standing silently in the merciful court of Allah. I will be ordered to go to paradise and my ummah remains worried after me. Yani he says that when Allah Azza wa Jal orders me to go to paradise, I will remain there. Why? Because I will be looking after my ummah. Allah Azza wa Jal will say, O my beloved, I will decide about your ummah according to your wish. Then I will humbly say, Allahumma ajjil hisabahum. O Allah, hasten accountability of their deeds. And I will repeatedly make a request for this until I will be given a list of the people of my ummah who have gone into hell. I will continue taking those who have entered hell out of it by interceding on their behalf. And on this way, nobody from my ummah will be left for the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yani all of them people that have gone into the fire of hell, Allah Azza wa Jal will take them out of the fire of hell and inshallah will grant them paradise. So, Pyare Islam bhaiyo, that is the status of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this time now, because we were okay, aren't we? Hame koi pareshani nahi hai, problem nahi hai. Lekin have you ever realized, whenever we fall upon a problem, jab koi masail hote hain, koi issue hota hai, phir kya hota hai? We call upon Allah. Koi masail ho jata hai, Ya Allah, masail hal kar de, Ya Allah, do this for me. Why is it that we don't remember Allah in good days? Only we remember Allah in bad days. Yani those people that do that, those people that only call upon Allah on bad days, we should think to ourselves. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he mentions about salah. Meri aankhon ki thandak kya hai? Namaz. Aaj pyare Islam bhaiyo, dil par haath rakh ke, put your hand on your heart and say, I am punctual on my salah. I met with someone the other day and he was complaining about what? Oh, I've got these issues, I've got that issues, ye bimari hai, wo bimari hai. I don't know why these things come to me. Mujhe pata hi nahi hai ki mere upar musibatein kyun aati hain. I don't know why these things come to me. And I asked him a very simple question. Do you offer your 5 times salah? Oh, I don't offer my 5 times salah. Mauka jab milta hai to main namaz pad leta hun. Jab mauka milta hai namaz pad leta hun. Is that a good enough answer? And then we say, why do calamities fall upon us? Ye musibatein hum par kyun hoti hain? Wama asabakum min musibatin fabima kasabat aydikum wa ya'fu an kathir. These problems that we are facing in our lives today is because what our own hands have earned. We can't wake up for Fajr Salah and yet we want noor of our face to be shining. Hum chahte hain mera chehra noor ki tarah ho. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, aap namaz-e-fajr na padhenge, آپ لاکھ میک اپ لگا لیں یہ چہرہ رونق نہیں ہوگا. Why? Because the noor has been taken away from your face because you are missing your salah. آج زہر کی نماز ہماری کہاں ہوتی ہے؟ عصر کی نماز. حالانکہ اللہ عز و جل mentions the salat al-asr, the middle salah, mentions in the Quran, take care of your middle salah. Where are we at the time of asr? Some of us will only read our salah when it's Jummah time. In Jummah mein, mashallah, this hall is full, that hall is full, peechhe wala hall full. Why not the other salah? Where are they for asr salah? Where are they for maghrib salah? Where are they for the isha salah? وہ کہاں پر ہوتے ہیں؟ پیارے اسلام بھائیو، یہ ہماری غفلت ہے. On one side we say that we love Allah عز و جل. On one side we say we love رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And on the other side our life tells or paints a different picture. آئیے پیارے اسلام بھائیو، پیارے آقا صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کے حوالے سے قرآن پاک میں کیا ارشاد فرمایا ہے؟ سورۃ التوبہ ورس نمبر 128، اللہ عز و جل says, surely there has come to you an exalted messenger from amongst you. Anxious is he by what you endure, deeply concerned for your well-being, exceptionally gracious, merciful to the believers. Yani Allah himself, he says in the Quran, yeah, I've sent you a prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who worries about you. He's worried about you. Aapke bare mein pareshan rehte hain. آج پیارے سمے ہم کب پریشان ہوئے؟ ہاؤ مینی ٹائمز ہیو وی سٹپ بیک اینڈ تھاٹ دیٹ آل آف دیز سننس آئی ڈیلیبریٹلی مس دیم؟ جسٹ لک ایٹ یور اون سیلف اینڈ یور فیملی، ہاؤ مینی آف آور فیملی ممبرز ایکٹ اپون دا سنت آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم؟ آن ون ہینڈ وی ہیو دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہوز آلویز وریڈ اباؤٹ ہز امت، ہوز آلویز تھنکنگ اباؤٹ ہز امت. آج پیارے اسلام بھائیو، how many times have we thought about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many times have we thought that when we die we will be buried inside that dark and lonely grave? And at that time when the angels asked the third question, ma kunta taqulu fi haqqi hadha ar-rajul, what did you say about this person? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beautiful face will be shown. What are we going to say? Hum kya kahenge? Zara soche iske bare mein. Aaj duniya mein ہم کتنی سنتوں پر عمل کرتے ہیں، ہم کتنی نمازیں پڑھتے ہیں؟ آج پیارے سام بھائیو، آج ہر کسی کا ذہن ہے الا ماشاء اللہ، اٹس اوکے، اٹ ڈزنٹ میٹر، وی آر گونا ڈائی ون ڈے، خیر ہی ہے، نہ بھی کر سکا نماز نہ بھی پڑھ سکا خیر ہی ہے، اللہ استغفر اللہ. دیز آر دا ورڈز دیٹ پیپل آر سیئنگ. یو نو دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، یو نو ہی از وریڈ اباؤٹ ہز امت اینڈ دا امت از نو وریڈ اباؤٹ. یو نو لک ایٹ دا پیپل، ہاؤ مچ ٹیسٹ مسلمز آر گوئنگ تھرو ٹوڈے and we are not going through them tests. How many times have we thanked Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, thank you for giving me a life and taking care of me? How many times have we ever said that? Phir pyare sam bhaiyo, just ask yourself, this life will finish one day. Ye ek din khatam ho jayegi. The next life is the life that we need to prepare for. Don't think that this life will end one day and that is it. We are Muslims, we believe in the next life. Wal ba'thi ba'd al maut, there will be another life after this. That is the life that we need to prepare for. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a few examples of mercy and affection. Hamare aqa alayhi salatu wa salam ki rahmat ke chand cheezein aaye sunte hain. Number one, keeping the difficulties of the weak, ill and working people of the ummah in mind. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not delay the Isha salah until 1/3 of the night. Yani look at Isha salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not delay Isha salah. Why? Because if he had read Isha Salah in the later part of the night, he might have been farz upon us in the later part. But he did not delay that. Keeping ill people and children in mind, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered not to have a very prolonged recitation of the Quran in the Salah. Yani when you are offering your Salah with the Jamaat, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was worried about the ill people, the elderly people. And he said to the Imams of that time, do not prolong your Salah. Rather read short surahs of the Quran. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not offer a nafal salah every night so that it does not become obligatory for the ummah. To save the ummah from difficulty, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade them from observing fast of somul wisal, meaning keeping fast continuously without having iftar. You know, this was a time in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to keep somul wisal. Somul wisal means he never used to do iftari, he used to keep the roza for the next day. And this continued. And the sahaba-i-kiram, because they loved him, they wanted to act upon this. So the sahaba-i-kiram became weaker and weaker. And at that time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, I am not like you. My Rabb feeds me. So do not, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Sahaba, do not do these fasts. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked a question. Ya Rasulullah, is Hajj farz every year? Kya har saal Hajj farz hai? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained silent. This person asked again, Ya Rasulullah, is Hajj farz every year? He remained silent. He asked again, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, instead of saying anything, he kept quiet. And later on he says, if I had said yes, then Hajj would have been farz upon you every year. So I kept silent. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would busy himself in worship the whole night and would weep, cry anxiously for the forgiveness of his ummah. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. Many stories about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam crying for his ummah. Many stories how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua for his ummah. How the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would shorten his ibadat just so that his ummah will not go through a difficult time. So as Muslims, what do we need to see? Aayye pyare Islam bhaiyo. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised both his blessed hands and made dua. Hum dua karte hain. Let's listen to the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He raised both of his hands and he said, with tears, he says, Allahumma ummati ummati. O Allah, my ummah, my ummah. Allah Almighty ordered Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam to go to his beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your Lord knows very well, but ask him, what is the reason for this crying? Kyun ro rahe? Why are you crying, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, as commanded by Allah, to ask him why he was crying. The Prophet explained the entire situation and expressed his concern for the ummah. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said to Allah, Ya Allah, your beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated such and such a thing, and Allah Almighty is all-knowing. Allah Almighty ordered Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, go and tell my beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we will soon please you regarding your ummah and we will not allow you to feel sad. Yani, I'll please you, I will make you happy regarding your ummah. So, Pyare Islam bhaiyo, subhanallah, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi says, dear brothers, you are busy disobeying the one who truly loves you, who is magnificent, who is the essence of faith and treasure of goodness, who possesses that matchless beauty which has adorned the entire world, who has shouldered the responsibility of the entire universe, who forgot the meal of the day and the sleep of the night. You are busy with sports and frolics, and he was busy day and night crying and expressing sadness for your forgiveness. Though Allah Almighty has made night for rest, and every person, whether a king or a poor person, wants to take rest at that time, but our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not rest and sleep, but rather put his blessed forehead in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and said, O Allah Almighty, my ummah is sinful. Forgive them and protect all of their bodies from the fire of hell. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called out for his ummah. He was worried about his ummah. He was always genuinely making dua for his ummah. Every year the scholars, they say the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give sacrifice, qurbani, in the name of his ummah. So, Pyare Islam bhaiyo, subhanallah. There's another sahabi. He says, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, when he were lowering his blessed body into the grave, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, I was the last one to see his beautiful face. I saw that the blessed lips of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were moving. When I brought my ears near the blessed mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I heard him saying, Rabbi ummati ummati, O my Rabb, my ummah, my ummah. There is a blessed hadith about this too. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, after my apparent passing, I will always keep on calling, Ya Rabbi ummati ummati, until the trumpet will be blown the second time. Yani, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, until the day of judgment, I will keep on calling to Allah Azza wa Jalla regarding my ummah. And he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, even today, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua for his ummah. So, Pyare Islam bhaiyo, let's look into our lives today. How are we living our lives? You know, sometimes we need to think back, we need to sit back and think. You know, rather than following the herd, as they say, that, you know, so-and-so person, he's got a better house than me, so-and-so's got a better car than me. This is, genuinely, this is what we're worried about. Aaj hamari pareshani kya hoti hai? Yaar, uske paas karobar bada acha hai, mere paas nahi hai. He's got a better car than me, he's got a better mobile phone than me. Har banda, everyone, you know, everyone in their own mindset, we worry about what we don't have. We don't need to worry about what we don't have. The biggest blessing that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given me and you is that He has given us Iman. Allah ne hame Iman naseeb kiya hai. There is no better blessing than that. The rest of the things, they're all materialistic things. Today we are crying over materialistic things. Hum rote hain, mera mobile acha nahi hai. Un logon se poochhe ke jinke pure ghar ujad gaye. Today we are crying that we don't get a meal. Mere pasand ka khana bana nahi hai. I wanted to eat this meal. Why was that not cooked for me? Look at those people that are, they're waiting for the next meal to come, but they don't even know where it's going to come from. Someone sent me a clip today, and seriously, it makes you cry that today we are worrying about useless things. That's what we are worried about. And these people were genuinely, they were crying, they're saying, we don't even have a home to stay. Hamare paas koi ghar nahi hai. Hame khule aasman mein hai. We don't even know where the next meal is coming from. Hame ye bhi pata nahi hai hame khana kab milega. And you know what they said? One of the person, you flooded water tha, pani jo tha. He says that I washed myself and my family washed themselves with this water that we have. Hamare paas saaf pani hai. Hum saaf pani peete hain. Bichare, they've got to drink that flooded water. Ye cheezein agar banda soche na, pyare Islam bhaiyo, then this life has no purpose at all. Is zindagi ka koi maqsad nahi hai. Sirf maqsad ek hi tha, aur wo Allah Taala ne Quran Pak mein irshad farmaya hai ki Allah ki ibadat ye hamara maqsad hai. To hum agar, if we do not even worship Allah, we've not fulfilled the maqsad for our life. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says that I created humans and jinn for my worship. How much worship have we done? Humne kitni ibadat ki hai? And then, pyare sahabiyo, the worship that we have done, has that been accepted by Allah? Kya wo kubool ho gayi hai? We don't know. But yet, pyare sahabiyo, we assume, we think that everything is fine. And you know, inshallah, mujhe ye hoga, mere paas ye hoga. We always plan for the next 100 years, but we don't even know what's happening around the corner. Aaj ek Islam bhai se mulaqat hui, and he says, ke dua karein ki one of his cousins, you know, he was diagnosed with a certain illness. And he goes with the du'as of the Muslims and the ta'wizat al-tariyah. He took, Allah gave him shifa. But sadly, that same realness has come back to him again. Can you imagine what goes through the mind of that person now? Us bande ke zehn mein agar hum apne aap ko dalein, us bande ke zehn mein ye baat aa gayi hai ki pata nahi mere bare mein kya hoga. Allah Ta'ala give him shifa. Allah Ta'ala hi shifa dene wala hai. He was the one that gave him shifa before, and inshallah He will give him shifa. But can you imagine living every moment of your life not knowing what's going to happen to you? They say that it's better for a person to die instantly than rather than wait to die. You know, har banda, we're all waiting to die. But the only thing is, we don't know when we are going to die. That could be tonight, that could be tomorrow, that could be a year later. And who has told us that I will die when I get my pension book? You don't know. Us din humne janaza padha 12 saal ke bacche ka. Us din janaza padha 21-year-old nojawan ka. We read a janaza of a 41-year-old person, came back from work, sat at home, had something to eat, never woke up. These things are happening every single day. We need to understand this. This world is not a place that we lose ourselves in it. This world is not a place that we enjoy ourselves. We do, yes, Islam does not forbid us to enjoy yourself, but within the boundaries of Sharia. Sometimes, you know, alhamdulillah, look how beautiful Islam has made us, that even if you are going to work, hum kaam par jaate hain, all the time that you spend working will be classed as worship, ibadat for you. But sometimes we have this in our mind, kaun hi khair hai, main kaam kar raha hu, namazein ghar ja kar sari qaza kar lunga, kaam bhi to ibadat hai. Aisa kaam ibadat nahi hai. This certain type of work where you missing your salah, that's not classed as ibadat, that's classed as a very big test for us. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His blessings upon us, and may Allah Azza wa Jal keep us all safe and steadfast on Iman. And pyare sami, may Allah Azza wa Jal keep us steadfast on this beloved deen. And we need to worry about our younger generation that are coming up. Seriously, times are going to be very, very difficult. It was difficult in the days of our parents, but every day that is passing by, things are going to get difficult and difficult and difficult. We need to think to ourselves, our fathers, our forefathers, our elders built these beautiful masjids that we see today. Unki mehnat hai, unhone masjidain banayi hai, madrasay taameer kiye, and they left us behind. Now we are in charge of all these masjids, we are in charge of these madrasas. What about this younger generation? What are we leaving behind with them? Hum kya chhod kar ja rahe hain? Aaj pyare Islam bhaiyo, the way the people are ma'azallah leaving the deen, yani namazu se duri, sunnatu se duri, it's amazing how a person can even live his life without the proper the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To aaiye inshallah, let's all make dua that Allah azza wa jal keeps all steadfast. Aur hamari ye nasal hai, I always say, and I mentioned this the other day as well, maybe sayyids ko nikal kar, if you are a sayyid, apart from you, maybe someone in your family 800 years ago, 900 years ago, 1000 years ago accepted Islam. And alhamdulillah, we have Islam in our family today, maybe 1000 years later. Sawal ye hai, will we have Islam 100 years later in our family? We are lucky that we still have Islam in our families today. But for how long are we going to have that? That's something that we need to worry about. And we need to really worry about this, because on the day of judgment, we will be asked this question: what did you do to safeguard your iman? Apna iman bachane ke liye, apne khandan mein Islam bachane ke liye, tumne kya kiya hai? Ye ek sawal aisa hai. Before going to sleep tonight, make sure we try to look for answers for this question. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Said, Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Said.